You mentioned the fact that, now in general, the most common adjuvant therapy has been FOLFOX 5-FU plus oxaliplatin. From the perspective of a surgeon who's not interested in all the details, but more sort of globally, what are the major issues when you give FOLFOX in terms of side effects and toxicity, particularly compared to 5-FU alone?
The main issue is neurotoxicity. There are two issues. They need to walk around with an infusion device for 48 hours every other week, so they need a port. And the main toxicity is neurotoxicity. There's a cold sensitivity that affects most patients. That's transient, and most people can live with it. And then there's a cumulative neuropathy, which really tends to begin at about 8 or 9 doses. And that's a problem. And some people can get it earlier, and some people it can get worse even after you've discontinued the oxaliplatin. But most patients can work, maintain a virtually normal functional status on FOLFOX. And I think the critical issue for the surgeon is to send the patient to the medical oncologist early enough that you can initiate the adjuvant therapy. So there's no magical date, but in general, 6 to 7 weeks is the target to start adjuvant therapy. And it's very frustrating when you see a patient who comes in at 8 weeks. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but other times it's just sort of communication.
If a patient who's about to begin FOLFOX asks you, what's the chance in your hands, knowing that you are going to monitor me very carefully, that I'm going to have a long-term problem 2, 3, 4 years from now in terms of peripheral neuropathy or neurotoxicity from this therapy? What kind of a number would you give them?
I'd like to say 5 to 10%. If you look at the studies, the Mosaic, they updated their neurotoxicity, and about 15% of patients had persistent neurotoxicity. But I think many of the patients were treated for the full 12 doses. I'd like to say 0%, because our approach is to stop the oxaliplatin as soon as patients develop peripheral neuropathy. However, it's a disappointing number of patients who it persists or gets worse even after you stop the oxali.
One of the things, again, I think sort of from a global perspective looking at adjuvant therapy is, in contrast to other tumors, for example, breast cancer, where, for example, most patients are going to get doxorubicin, other agents that are going to cause hair loss, maybe GI toxicity. In the past, we've had 5-FU, which really didn't cause those kind of commonly concerning problems. What about the addition of oxaliplatin in terms of GI toxicity and hair loss?
No hair loss. So FOLFOX almost never causes hair loss. There is a percentage of patients, because FOLFOX still has 5-FU, who'll get GI toxicity, but it's small. The risk of febrile neutropenia, for example, with FOLFOX is probably less than 1% or 1 or 2%. Now, they're different FOLFOXes. The original FOLFOX 4 is much more myelosuppressive and isn't really used much anymore. That's inside baseball kind of stuff. But I think, in general, the surgeon should know that it's well tolerated, it's outpatient therapy, and really low risk.